Hello and welcome to Brown Girl Table Talk. I'm your host, Erica L. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss femininity, our divine feminine side, and how we can tap into it. Today's podcast is brought to you by 360 Degrees of Victory, where we empower lives from every angle. We're currently accepting applications for our mentoring program for girls, Victorious Gems. So please give us a call at 919-613-6048 or feel free to go to our website at www.360degreesofvictory.org. Thank you. We have a special guest with us, Liz Marnell, and I'm super, super excited about talking with you today. So just wanted to share with everyone, if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Thank you, Erica, for asking me to speak on your podcast today, as well as to speak with your listeners today. About divine feminine, and it's speaking about divine feminine is living it also is something I am now very passionate about in my own personal life, as well as talking about to other women, because it's definitely a topic that hasn't been talked about very much in society. As we women all know, and it's something that needs to be talked about. You know, I feel it's one of those topics that just needs to be brought to the surface more. I grew up in a small town in North Carolina, and I worked as a nurse for 5 years, and I enjoyed working, you know, helping others and being there for the sick and those who needed better help and assistance. So that healer side of me, you know, was there more in kind of like the mainstream medicine for a while. And I also branched out into other areas. I grew up very traditional in the church, you know, like many of us. And over the years, I just felt like something was missing. And I didn't really know what it was that was missing. But I just felt like something was missing. And I came across Reiki back in 2013. And I met some other teachers that taught different types of spiritual modalities. And they brought my attention to getting in touch with divine feminine. And the parts of spirituality and God and our creator that has missed out on talking about the feminine side of our creator. Because as you know, we've many of us women have grown up only hearing that it's he, him. And there's a complete absence of she and her. And after a while, I realized that is the piece of the puzzle to my connection with the creator that had been missing. So as I kind of delved into what does the divine feminine mean and how does that connect to me and to the rest of the world, I began a journey of healing, healing the parts of the feminine that had been broken from not having any knowledge of a feminine spiritual side at all.
Wow. So that's very interesting because, you know, I know that you and I had a conversation previously in regards to having the divine intervention and having a discerned spirit about things in life. And one thing that we brought out is that, you know, there are many great women in the Bible that are never really spoken of in today's society.
Mm-hmm.
That it's perspective when it comes to the Bible and how we have been misled as women to know that we are just as powerful or even more, just more powerful than men, that we've brought forth light to many dark places and haven't really been acknowledged for those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that you hit the nail on the head there. That was exactly that piece of the puzzle that was missing, I know, for me for many, many years. And when I actually ventured into discovering what the divine feminine is and what it means for me, I was able, just as you said, to feel like a more whole and complete person. The divine feminine has to do with every single one of us women knowing our worth and knowing that we are truly, as you said, every bit as worthy and every bit as deserving as men, despite the fact that the feminine side of the Creator and the world and even ourselves has been wholly suppressed. Has been, as you said, not talked about. There's been so many great women of our ancient past that have been kind of hidden and just not generally very well talked about. And I think that for many girls and many women throughout the world, we come in realizing that when we're born, we're kind of already at a disadvantage because, as you said, these great women aren't talked about. Only the great men are talked about. And so we kind of come in with a little bit of a disadvantage of already feeling like, well, gosh, already we're not quite enough. Already we're not as good as these other stories that have these great men that have done things. And so I feel that it is really important to put out there that there is many great women who have a very high spiritual connection to the Creator that were not talked about. And every single one of us listening to this call, listening to this conversation right now, every single one of us is a beautiful, divine spirit walking in physical form created by the Creator, whether you're man or you're woman. And despite whatever you have been told in the past, nothing can change the fact that you are still a divine creation by the Creator. And despite the fact that we aren't talked about that much, you know, still does not take away the truth that we are still equal in the eyes of God and still equally loved. And
right.
So the divine feminine is about embracing that feminine side of God. We call earth Mother Earth. We call nature Mother Nature. And we've called, you know, earth and Mother Nature those things since ancient times for a reason, because even our ancient people realized that you can't have one without the other. You can't have men without women, or otherwise there would be no babies born. There would be absolutely no continuation of animals, no continuation of anything that we see at all continuing on this earth. So
right.
Without us, there would be nothing continuing at all. So
right.
Absolutely. That's just the one to start out there.
Yeah, so I again, I do appreciate you being on this podcast with us. And just to dig a little deeper, I just have a couple of questions. And this
sure.
is just for our listeners to truly understand how important it is. And the question is, what advice would you give someone who's not quite certain that they have that power within to tend to their divine femininity, that they can still be, that they've been torn down initially, but mm-hmm. can rise again. That's just the strength of a woman. We have that ability. So what would you share as far as advice to a woman that's has not quite tapped into knowing what her worth is and her purpose is in life.
Absolutely. That is a topic that really does need to be talked about, Erica. That's, as you said, is so, so important. When we don't realize our divine connection to the Creator, we don't know our self-worth. And we don't think that we're deserving. And we don't think that, you know, we basically walk around with our wounds when we don't realize that we are a creation created by the Creator from love, that we came into this world in love, created by love. And when we get here, we are bombarded by all of these things. We are bombarded by people's mistreatment of us. We are bombarded by so much abuse that we shut down. We forget. We forget our divine connection because of all the stuff. And it doesn't mean if right now you're not able to really feel that deep connection because life has been rough. Maybe you've been in some abusive relationships. And let's talk about that for a minute, because I know so many women right now who have been in very abusive relationships. And ladies, I have to tell you that when those things are going on, it's because we don't know our self-worth. We truly haven't recognized that yet. Because if we truly had self-love and a sense of self-worth, we would never put up with the things that we put up with.
Right.
And so our healing has got to start within first. It must start within, with us searching for that divine feminine connection within, the one that we've forgotten about because of all the stuff, because of all of everybody else's burdens, and because of the mistreatment of others. We have forgotten. We have taken those things on as our truth, even though that's not really the truth. They are just experiences that have happened to us, but we've taken it on that it means something. We've taken those things on that it's supposed to mean we deserve to be punished. We have taken those things on to mean that we are not deserving.
When we really are. We really are deserving. And
absolutely.
You know, one thing that, just to tap into what you're saying, is a lot of times we allow our circumstances to hold us down. But in actuality, we as women, we cannot allow our current situations, our circumstances, to define who we really are as a woman. Yeah. And that we should take from those divine, like you said, this is divine intervention, whether it be good or bad. The way sometimes we see things, we say, oh, it's terrible because this has happened to me. I can't believe it. But if we tap into our spirituality and knowing God, that this is the opportunity to allow your light to shine and move forward through all the situations and circumstances, because they do not define who you are. They're just a moment to allow people to see who you really are, and that they can see God's light in you, and that you will continue to shine and move forward and move to higher heights. And everybody can turn around and look and say, wow, how did she get through that?
Right.
I want to know who she knows, or I want to know what she's doing to get past all of this, you know?
Absolutely. That's such a powerful statement right there that you said, because that's where it all has to start. Is from within, with us knowing that the divine Creator has never intended for us to live in strife and to live in struggle and to live pushed down by others, by dictated by what society says or does, because none of those things can take away the fact that we're all divine spirits walking in human form. Nothing that happens to us still changes that fact, but we forget it so often. We forget that fact so often when we get bound down and held down by all the stuff. And we have to find ways to connect to other women, to partake more in really positive sisterhoods that help support each other and empower each other and remind each other of this very truth here, is that we are all here for a reason. We are here to be equals, and we are here to re-empower ourselves, not to be dominant or aggressive or nasty or ugly to those who have tried to put us down, but by realizing, as you said, we're to rise above it. And we are to know that no matter how anyone chooses to treat us, that doesn't change the fact that we are all truly divine women. And we're here to change the earth. We're here to evolve and change ourselves. And as you said, we don't even know how powerful we are. We just haven't even fully tapped into it yet, because otherwise we would literally just be filling this whole planet with light.
And you know what is so interesting? This may be a little explicit, but even with our physical bodies, our body parts, we have the ability to suck in whatever and also release whatever we need to release, if ladies, you guys know what I'm talking about. But everybody has to understand that physical is just maybe 10% of any situation that's physical with us. But most of the time, any situation with us, it's mostly mental and emotional.
Absolutely.
So as we absorb a lot of things, like you said, dealing with abuse, we're absorbing that abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be physical, mental abuse, emotional, you know, what have you. We're absorbing that and we're internalizing it. But also we have the power to release that. We're not going to continue to take the abuse. We're not going to continue to get hit. I'm going to hit him back and I'm going to call the police, you know, or he's no longer going to be able to call me that bitch that he called me 7 times throughout the week. I'm going to walk away from that, and I'm going to have the power to stand up to this person and say, you're not going to do that.
And the reason why we don't, the reason why it takes us so long, and I, trust me, I was in this group too for a long time. The reason why we don't walk away when we know we should is because of fear. That's the only reason why we don't walk away, is because of fear. Sometimes it is because of fear of retaliation, or fear that we don't have any other options and that's all we've ever known. And that's, you and I talked about that before, this is as good as it's going to get. We tell ourselves those lies sometimes because we just become trapped in that cycle of abuse and negativity. And we now take that on, as you said, sometimes we just mentally and emotionally take that on, that is our truth. And yet those things keep coming up, that drive to go, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this to myself? Why am I experiencing this again? None of those things are truly divine. And so that is why it's gnawing at your spirit. That is why it is gnawing. It is gripping at your soul. That's why you don't feel at peace and you don't feel at rest, because you're not living the way the divine has intended you to live. Otherwise, it would feel good. It would feel peaceful. It would feel joyful. And those things we have to recognize is that fear is usually what holds us back and from being able to move forward. But eventually that spirit from within has to get stronger to know, yep, nope, today's the day. Today is the day I'm getting my self-worth back. Today is the day that I am walking and I'm talking and I'm living more in self-love. And that's not the kind of love, you know what I'm talking about, Erica. We've talked about this, where it's not the kind of love where you're like, oh, I'm looking in the mirror all day and all I do is, you know, fix my hair and get my nails done and make sure my makeup's perfect. That's vanity. Right. Self-love is knowing that you are a divine spirit walking in human form by the Creator, and knowing that you're here for a reason, and knowing that you deserve better and that you should take good care of yourself, because your body, as you said, your body is your temple. It was given to you for a loving reason. And so it always deserves better.
Right. Absolutely. And tapping into, you know, resources, sources, because of I had a friend of mine say, you know, it was a guy friend, and he said, you know, if you're looking for a good woman, or if you're looking for a woman, all you got to do is go to church, or all you got to do is go to this or that. You know, we do tend to flock certain places, but at the same time, I think that sometimes those places take advantage of the fact that we seek out those places, you know, and then we end up losing ourselves there and not really finding out what our true purpose is, because we're so caught up in those, you know, going from one woman's conference to the next woman's conference and still not being able to be fulfilled, or even going to a purposeful conference where you get a wealth of information, but we take it back to the places that we are before, but we don't do anything with the information. Right. So,
that is extremely good.
It's a cycle.
Yes.
It's a cycle.
We do that.
It has to be broken. You know, I'm even guilty of that myself. You know, I can
remember. Oh, gosh, me too.
Places and churches, and oh, I'm going to this retreat and that retreat, and women on fire, you know, like
right.
But then once it's all over, you know, do you hear from those same women again? Are you taking those tools and really practicing? Are you tapping into what in the world am I here for? Like, what is your real true purposes in life? Like, you're not just here just to be here. Everybody has a purpose in life.
Most definitely. And what you brought up there is a really valid point. Until we women are fully healed from the wounds of our past, we will not be able to find true peace and healing, as you said, in the next women's conference or the next church, because what we're doing is we're seeking healing outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're seeking healing in the arms of another lover. We're seeking healing by a sermon from a different pastor instead of starting from within, because God, our beautiful, almighty Creator, and I love to now think of the Creator as both Father and Mother energies, has already given us the tools within. That is our Holy Spirit. And Erica, you and I have talked about that before. Until we fully deal with our wounds of the past and we fully accept them and we finally fully heal from them and say, they do not define me. I mean, literally fully heal the wounds of our past, is the day when they no longer haunt us and follow us to our next destination.
Right.
Because as you just mentioned there, so many of us women keep thinking, oh, well, I got rid of this abusive guy. I'm going to find now a relationship and somebody better. And they are going to heal me. Finding this new guy is going to uplift me. But the reason why we start in the same pattern we left from is because we never fully healed that old pattern to begin with. And so that's why you often hear about women who will continue finding the same type of man over and over and over again. They just come wrapped up in a new, shiny new package, if you want to call it.
And we think it's something different, but it's really not.
It's really not.
And it's a different color bowl.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And until you finally realize you haven't yet fully healed from your wounds from the past and that they are just basically showing up in a new form all over again, it's going to keep happening. It's just going to keep happening over and over again until we recognize, oh gosh, I have not fully dealt with and healed from my past.
So and what would you tell people, some people, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, go ahead.
But what would you say to people right now that are in a situation where they've just, they're preparing themselves to get out of a relationship or a bad situation, or even have gotten out of that bad situation and said, I don't ever want to go through this cycle again? Or to the person who says, why I keep going through the same thing over and over again? I got out of this abusive relationship and promised myself I'd never get into it. And here I am now dealing with another person of a similar magnitude. It may not be the same type of abuse, but it may where it was physical before, and now it's more mental, you know, or why I keep ending up with the same guys that, you know, say they want something and then they end up with no jobs or working, you know, that kind of thing. What do we say? I mean, sometimes it's hard, easier said than done, but
absolutely.
What advice or tips or ideas that you would want to share with the person that's dealing with a situation like that?
Our self-healing is so, so important. And that is a signal that we have more self-healing to do. Because when, as you said, when we go from one guy that was just bad news to another guy that just ends up as bad news, mistreating us and disrespecting us, that is a sign that we have more deep self-healing to do. And what I would encourage in those situations is getting some form of therapy, being able to reach out and talk more, because the thing is, we've suppressed our emotions. We've pushed down how we feel way down to the bottom for so long that we don't even realize. Sometimes we tell ourselves, oh gosh, that happened to me 20 years ago. You know, I'm over it. But are we really, truly over it when we say that? Or did we just suppress our feelings and basically cover them up? Because if all we did was suppress our feelings and just cover them up, you'll notice that life just keeps re-emerging them over and over and over again till we fully heal.
Wow.
And absolutely. It's almost like a Coke bottle that you take and you shake up and you're not letting the lid off. And you're just shaking it up, and those bubbles are just expanding, and they are expanding within. And you're just keeping that lid on, and you just feel like you're about to explode from the inside. That's what us ladies do all the time. We suppress our emotions. We suppress how we truly feel, because often we feel like we can't truly say what we mean, or we feel like no one takes us seriously. And that is part of our self-healing. That is part of what the divine feminine is all about, is knowing that our feelings are always valid. And, oh, yes. And that what we say is valid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was so powerful just now. I just felt that all over in my show. I felt that. A lot of
absolutely.
People, you know, feel like what they say is not valid. What they do is not valid. I've heard people say, well, I put my hopes and goals and dreams on the back burner because the person that I shared my most inner thoughts with made my words feel invalid. Lost out and included myself. I can remember sharing things with different people, even family members, and literally put things on a back burner. And, you know, they were valid words to use, you know? They were valid words.
Gosh, yeah.
But that person made it feel invalid. So,
all of that is part of our healing. Erica, what you said right there is I've heard every woman say that. Every woman I've ever known at some point in her life has said, including myself, that there's been times where they didn't feel like they could express how they truly felt because they weren't taken seriously or the other person decided for whatever list of reasons. That could even be your family members, that could even be a sibling, decided that your feelings weren't valid, and that causes a lot of emotional hurt. And what we end up doing with all of that is suppressing it rather than getting it out in a healthy way, rather than standing up for ourselves in a healthy way and saying, you know what? And we can do that. We don't always have to be mean and dominant and aggressive back. We can say, no, you know what? My feelings are valid. How I feel about something is valid. And how I feel about this needs to be listened to. And it's about standing up and being able to say that, whether it's to our family members or our spouse, and for making them stick to it. That's how we finally get our healing, is by getting our empowerment back, that our feelings are valid and our voice is also valid. Because those are two things that we've turned off so much. And as you said, we tend to be people pleasers. Also, I know most women always say, gosh, you know, I'm always trying to please my mother-in-law, or I'm always trying to please, you know, my sister. I'm always trying to please my mom and dad all the time. But we always do those things while suppressing how we truly feel, because we're always trying to please everybody else except for ourselves first.
Wow. And we miss out.
And we end up missing out. Yeah. And that's not to say that, oh gosh, now we got to become selfish people and put our families last. But no, it's about a healthy balance.
Right.
You know, we can't, as you said before, we can't, you know, there's times where, yeah, the bills got to get paid and we have things to do and family members have to go to school and our kids have to go to school and we have to go to church and there's things we have to do for family. But there's also times where our feelings and things we want to do, our dreams, our hopes, our goals are valid. And that our family, our kids have a way to embrace that. And for us to finally not feel guilty, that's a big thing too, is for us to finally not feel guilty about it anymore.
Yes, yes. That is so true, because, you know, sometimes we're like, oh, life balance. Oh, I feel bad because I didn't attend my son's football game. Or, oh, no, I totally forgot to make his lunch. Or, oh, no, you know, like, oh, I forgot to reach out to my husband's family, or, you know, just different things, just, you know, talking with women. Just a lot of women say, where do you find the balance? Or where do you find the time? There's a balance, a fine line between everything. But, yeah, you're so right. We have to take time out for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we grow, you know, and really tap into our divine femininity, then we become more empowered, but also it empowers our families.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We surround. So whatever is good for us, it's good for them.
You hit the nail on the head with that, girl. You got it. Because when we aren't healed, we aren't able to give our best to anyone, lest ourselves. So we aren't even able to give the best versions of ourselves when we are unhealed. So that means our entire family can feel it. That is why our self-healing is always, always, always so important. It has to start within first, and then it goes without to everyone else. but right. It must first start within. And that's where, as you mentioned earlier, for anyone that's still struggling with this balance of, gosh, well, I don't want to feel guilty anymore. Well, gosh, I want my feelings to be valid. Start small. Start by recognizing your self-worth and start by admitting it's okay. We've all been there. We've all got self-healing to do, and this journey is not going to end. We still got evolving to do and healing to do every single day. But start first knowing that the divine creator loves you and does not want you to live a life of strife and struggle. Right. Start there by feeling that so deeply within your bones that you just can't take it anymore, that you finally know, oh gosh, that's right. I was never supposed to live like this. I guess I better start soon by living the way I was supposed to.
And that's all about living a purposeful life.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be purposeful.
There's no way to live the perfect life. Just let it be purposeful.
I love it. Well, I do thank you for joining me today, Liz. And I look forward to having you back soon just to share your energy. Your energy is so positive and so enlightening. And whenever I have a conversation with you, it reminds me of a butterfly. That you have, you know, to evolve and to look at things from a different perspective. And that's why I enjoy talking to people, because just because my truth may not be your truth, but at least I can understand your truth.
Right.
And I do thank you so much. I thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you more again. And I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Thank you too. Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you enough.
I appreciate you too. And you are a beautiful soul. And I just want to say to you and to every woman that listens to this, keep doing this. This is exactly what women need. They need this awesome positive energy. They need to be able to talk about things that matter. They need to be able to talk about things with purpose. And this is how we are all going to, as you said, light up the world. So just keep rocking on. That's all I can say there too.
Thank you. Thank you so much again. And I look forward to having more conversations with you.
Thank you too. You all, I hope.
Brown Girl Table Talk is not intended to replace any mental health service of any kind. If you're looking for assistance, we can point you in the right direction. Take care.